আসসালামু আলাইকুম ওয়া রাহমাতুল্লাহি ওয়া বারাকাতুহু। আলহামদুলিল্লাহ আলহামদুলিল্লাহি ওয়া কাফা ওয়াস সালাতু ওয়াস সালামু আলা সাইয়্যিদিনিল মুস্তাফা সাল্লাল্লাহু আলাইহি ওয়া আলা আলিহি ওয়া আসহাবিহি ওয়া বারাকা ওয়া সাল্লামা তাসলিমান কাসীরান কাসীরা। আম্মা বা'দু, ফাকাদ ক্বালা আল্লাহু তাবারাকা ওয়া তাআলা, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، لن ينال الله لحومها ولا دماؤها ولكن يناله التقوى منكم، صدق الله العظيم. Hello my kiram, most respected brothers. Last week we were discussing the importance of the payment of one's debts. I related to you the hadith of Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam that even if a person is martyred, he becomes a shaheed, but if he has not paid his debts, then he will be prevented from entering into Jannat. He will have to pay even on the day of Qiyamah for those debts that he had incurred and which he had not paid. Of course, the fazl of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, the mercy and the kindness of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, that is unlimited. But Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is just and fair. And if the rights of the creation have been trampled upon, then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala does not waive off that until that human being makes that person maaf. But Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, being merciful and kind, for some people, out of his fazl and kindness, seeing that they made an effort, they tried, they were sincere, it was just due to circumstances that they were unable to meet up the payment of their debts, on the day of judgment, he will show them certain ni'mats of Jannat and say that this will be given to you, or Allah Ta'ala will show the creditor those ni'mats of Jannat and say this will be given to you if you forgive or waive off the debts of those people that were owing monies to you. But that is the fazl of Allah Ta'ala. But we have to go by what is the law, what is the general rule. As I mentioned in some majlis of mine, that if Mandela freed thousands of people on his birthday, then does it mean that one day before the birthday of the president of the country, people must steal as much as they want because the next day is his birthday, so they will be freed? We don't know who is going to be freed. Nevertheless, it's extremely important that we pay our debts. In the first place, we should not incur debts without genuine need. Qarz is a necessity of mankind. Therefore, Allah Ta'ala himself has permitted it. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam has permitted it. In fact, he has said that the person who loans some person some money, or gives a person a loan, he gets 18 times reward. Now, why is there so much of reward? Because only those people who are in genuine need should extend their hands for loans. And then again, they must have a genuine intention of the repayment of that loan. Then according to the hadith of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, Allah Ta'ala appoints an angel who makes dua that this person is able to pay his debts before his death. He is able to pay his debts before his death. But provided this person is sincere, at the time of borrowing he has every intention of repaying. And if he has made a promise, then he tries to meet that promise. If the person at the time of borrowing has got no intention of paying, or he has got no intention of meeting up with that commitment of his, then it's a major sin. So Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam therefore encouraged us that we should make a dua. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam himself made this dua, and he asked the sahaba kiram ridwanullah alaihim ajma'in to also make the dua. In the dua, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is reported to have said, or he has made this dua, Allahumma inni a'uzu bika min azab jahannam. O Allah, I seek protection from the azab of jahannam, from the azab of the fire of hell. The first thing that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is seeking protection from is the azab of jahannam. For a believer, that much is sufficient. Even if there was no azab of jahannam, even if there was no fire of hell, a person who is one that has recognized his creator, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, then there is no question of him sinning. Accidental sins, yes. But purposely or to just go on and on, that is not the sign of a Muslim or a mu'min. So even if there was no azab of jahannam, the love of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala demanded that we should not do anything that is against his hukam. We should not do anything displeasing to him. Because he is our creator, he has blessed us with sight, with wealth, with health, with everything, he has blessed us. So therefore we should turn towards him, we should please him. That is the sensible thing to do. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam in the dua, the first thing he says, Allahumma inni a'uzu bika min azab jahannam. O Allahumma inna na'uzu bika min azab jahannam. Wa na'uzu bika min azab al-qabr. And O Allah, I seek protection, for we seek protection from the azab of qabr. Qabr is not that 6 feet deep grave that they dig. If a person is burned to ashes, or some animal has eaten him up, or he drowned in the ocean and some fish swallowed him up, then wherever his soul is, that is his grave. In other words, grave is alam-e-barzakh, the life after death until the day of resurrection. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says that I seek protection from the azab of qabr. That means whatever azab comes in the barzakh. I've given that example many times of two sleeping people. That one person is dreaming that he is a king, he's got thousands of servants at his beck and call, and he's got all the luxuries, gold and silver and palaces and throne, and he is enjoying himself. And next to him another person is sleeping, and he is dreaming that he is being beaten up, he is being lashed, he is being persecuted, he is being tortured, he is chained, he is being beaten to pulp. So the person who is dreaming of palaces and gold and silver, whilst he is dreaming, he is unaware that it is a dream. For if he was aware it is a dream, then he is not sleeping. If the person is aware that it's a dream, then he's not sleeping. And the other person who is dreaming of being beaten up and persecuted and tortured, he too, at that moment, he's really feeling that pain. We all have had nightmares and we have had good dreams. Whilst we were dreaming, we didn't realize it was a dream. It's only after you get up you realize it's a dream. But at that time, you really experience that pain or pleasure. So this is just an example of alam-e-barzakh. Why should we doubt these things of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam? That there is azab in the qabr and there's also rewards in the qabr. Hazrat Maulana Ahmad Ali Lahori rahmatullah alayhi. One was Ahmad Ali Lahori the Qadiani. And this was Hazrat Maulana Ahmad Ali Lahori, that great mufassir. He used to address the people and tell them, he said, stay in the sohbat of buzrugs and ahlullah and you see what they do to your hearts. But the condition is that only halal must go into your system. And he said, you stay with me, I will give you sometimes plain dole for days at on end, because that's the only thing I can afford which is halal. You eat what I tell you to, what I give you to eat, and do those little exercises of zikr what I make you make. Stay away from haram, and I will take you to the qabristan, and you will see with your own eyes what is happening in the graves there. So students of the college, which was right next to his khanqa, many of them used to make a big joke of what he used to say. And many of them believed. But when he passed away, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala showed that what he was saying was the truth. Up till now there are thousands of people, not one, thousands of people in Lahore, because he just passed away some 20, 30 years ago. There are thousands of people in Lahore who were part of that 250, 300,000 people that attended his janazah. There are thousands of them that they are there, who are witnesses to the fact that for days on end, such fragrant smell came out of his grave that people were taking the sand and just running. Every morning they find there's no sand there. Again they have to fill up. Then the pious people of the Lahore, they made dua that, Ya Allah, if this carries on, this grave we will not be able to keep it covered. Then it stopped. One alim tells me, he says, I know that it is not right to take sand from the grave. But in that emotional state, somebody gave me a little, I tied it in my handkerchief and I put it in my pocket. But then when I went home, I realized that it's not the right thing that I did. So I went back to the grave and I poured it there, threw it there. He says, but I've still got that handkerchief. It has undergone so many washes, but that fragrant smell of it is not going. The laboratories of Lahore, they took the sand from there, the scientists took the sand from there, and they wanted to investigate that where is this fragrance coming from. So brother, something is happening, but we have to purify our souls to get that. Allah Ta'ala shows it now and again. It doesn't happen everywhere. Imam Bukhari Rahmatullah Alayhi's grave, it happened, and so many other places. But if it happens all the time, then there will be no belief in the Akhirat, according to Nabi Alayhi Salatu Wasalam's teachings. We will not be believing in the ghaib because of Nabi Alayhi Salatu Wasalam's saying. We will be believing because our eyes have seen, or our noses have smelt, or our tongues have tasted. We must believe because Nabi Alayhi Salatu Wasalam has said. So Nabi Alayhi Salatu Wasalam makes dua. Allahumma inna na'uzu bika min azab jahannam, wa na'uzu bika min azab al-qabr. وَنَعُوذُ بِكَ مِنْ فِتْنَةِ الْمَسِيحِ الدَّجَّالِ. This Dajjal, whenever he will come, he will come. The big Dajjal, when he will come, he will create such mischief on earth. And there will be thousands of people who will be following him. And especially those people who used to get carried away with magical shows and with music. They will be the ones who will be following him like the Pied Piper was followed. Thousands of them. Because he will be showing miracles all the time. Which will be not miracles, which will be istidraj. It will be magical performances. Because there will be so much of drought and so much of famine at that time. So he will say, you believe in me as your Lord, and I will cause the rain to come down. I will cause the crops to grow. I will give you food and sustenance. And Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will make it happen on his hands. But the believers will recognize him by kaf, fa, fe and ra, which will be on his forehead, kufr. But which believers? Not believers who just believe that there is such a thing as the existence of Allah Ta'ala. Believers who truly believed, who made namaz, who fasted in the month of Ramadan, who gave zakat, who obeyed Allah and His Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in all their teachings. Then those are the believers who will recognize what is written there. May Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala protect us from the mischief of the Dajjal, because Nabi Alayhi Salatu Wasalam emphasized so much that we should be repeatedly asking protection from the fitna of Dajjal. The small Dajjals before him, plentiful have appeared and still appearing, whether it's in Russia or America or China, Africa or any other part of the world. There are so many Dajjals in human form who are misleading and misdirecting and misguiding. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says, protection from Masih al-Dajjal. And then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says, wa minal ma'asam. Oh Allah, I seek protection. Or we seek protection from the commission of sins. Now Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, what fear did he have of azab of Jahannam? Was there any possibility that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, na'uzu billah, was going to be put into Jahannam? Was there any fear of azab of Qabr, Masih al-Dajjal? It is for us. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was rahmatul lil alameen. Look at his concern. That we should be protected from all these type of punishments and calamities and azab. And then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says, from sins, O Allah, we seek protection. Because he could see what is the outcome of sins. We can see ourselves what have we gained by sins. I mentioned in one of my majlis, on the Sunday nights or Monday nights that we have, that take two people of 60 years of age. One person has committed zina 100,000 times in his 60 years. And the other person has made ibadah, zikr, tilawat. It does not mean he was deprived of the good things of this world. He married, he fulfilled the rights of his wife, he enjoyed all the ni'mats of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala within the limitations that have been placed. But he restrained himself from sins. That one person will give you nothing in his life except AIDS and sicknesses and diseases and darkness in his heart and misery in his life. That's what he got after the 60 years. All what he did, it will be like a dream, nothing happened. Ask the person, what now? What can you show now? What did you gain after 60 years of zina, adultery, fornication? And the other person will say, Allah Ta'ala has blessed me with such noor in my heart, with such sukoon, with such happiness, with such peace, with such contentment, that whether it is poverty, ill health, anything, but inside the heart there is a noor. Shaho ke saro par taaj gira se dard sa aksar rehta hai aur ahle wafa ke seeno mein ek noor ka darya behta hai. Stay in the company of the Ahlullah for some time with sincerity, with nostrils open. Don't go with clogged nostrils and with clogged sinuses. Many of us attend those programs with clogged sinuses. We've got doubts all the time. And as a result, without i'tiqad, without muhabbat, the person does not benefit, no matter how much he listens. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is asking for protection from sins, because it brings nothing but restlessness, misery. But that is not my subject. I want to come to the fourth point, which Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says, وَمِنَ الْمَغْرَمِ. And O Allah, we seek protection in you from deaths, from qaraz. We are seeking protection. Now look at where he connected it with the azab of Jahannam, with the azab of Qabr, with the fitna of Masihud Dajjal, and then suddenly we are finding protection from qaraz. Now where, what is the link? It shows that this qarz is such a thing that if the person does not make an attempt to pay his qarz, then it will take him to Jahannam. It will create for him fire of azab, or fire in the qabr, and it will create for him the fitna of Masihud Dajjal. Dajjal will also trap this person. Even shahadat will not be a waiver. So what about those people who have bought animals years ago and they haven't paid for it? People have traveled for Hajj and Umrah, they bought tickets and they haven't paid for it. Those agents are suing them, that you made 2 times Hajj, 10 times Umrah, and still you owing me money. Allah Ta'ala does not look at these things, how many Umrahs you made, how many Hajj you made. If a person has got the money and Hajj is farz once in a lifetime, he must go. If he doesn't have the money, then it is not necessary. People gave fatwa of kufr on Hazrat Imam Ghazali Rahmatullah Alayh, and they burnt his book Ahya'ul Ulum, but it was due to their lack of knowledge and insight. When he made one statement besides certain other statements, one of his statements was this, that the ulama should not give so much of virtues of Hajj in front of a congregation of poor people that they suddenly get the strong desire to go for Hajj, and thereafter they go and borrow money, or they go and steal, or they do something else, but just to fulfill that desire to go for Hajj. He said that they should not give all those virtues that have come in the Hadith Sharif. Yes, in a congregation where there are lots of people on whom Hajj is farz and they are not going for Hajj, then if he gives it, alhamdulillah. Now outwardly it seems that Imam Ghazali Rahmatullah is saying that don't give the virtues of Hajj in such congregations, so he's preventing us from passing of knowledge. But look at his far-sightedness, that when you are going to give such kind of virtues, the person will rush to some agent and say, book me one ticket, I'll pay you. Or now it's so easy to buy on credit cards. So fly now, pay later. But many of them fly now, they don't pay later, they fly away for all times. So there is no need to show people. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Mubarak Rahmatullah Alayh, he says, until, because he was at one time a very rich person and in the fast lane, very modern life with very evil habits, then Allah Ta'ala changed him, he became a great muhaddis and thousands of people became his students. But that is another long story. But the point that I want to bring to your attention, that he has said that when I was sitting amongst the rich all the time, every time that I saw something in the hand, by the rich person, the jealousy came into my heart. He's talking about his old days, when he was leading a sinful life. And he says, every time then I tried to compete. But when I tried to compete, I found that somebody else had better than what this person had. For example, if he saw good clothes or a luxury car or a good home, he said, I must get one better than this person. But when he got something better than that person, because he had plentiful of money, then after a few days he realized that somebody else had even better than that. He says, then I realized that this is my mistake. So I began to befriend the poor. And when I started staying amongst the poor or befriending the poor, It does not mean that he cut off completely from the rich. But he says, when I started befriending the poor, then I realized that they had so little. So every time that I saw their condition, I made shukr to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. That, oh Allah, how grateful I must be to you that you have given me so much. So he said that hasad and jealousy went away from my heart. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam saying that this person is telling the ummah that make this dua. One sahabi came and complained about his qaraz. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said after every namaz, make dua, Allahumma kfini bi halalika an haramik wa aghnini bi fadlika amman siwak. It's a simple dua, it's in all the Masnoon kitabs. He says, even if your qaraz is like the mountains, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will blow it up. But there must be sincerity. And of course, if that person is involved in interest, then first he must make sincere tawbah from the payment of interest. He must make up his mind, his niyat. Although he is involved, it's a bit too late, he may have gone too far. But he has to make up his mind that I'm not going to touch interest anymore. And I'm going to make every effort to get out of this. Because otherwise he will remain under the curse of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Just as taking is haram, in the same way giving is haram too. Unless the person is sinking, is drowning, is up to his neck, and nobody is there to give him an interest-free loan, and to survive, the person has to take a loan on interest. It's understandable. If he makes tawbah, Allah may forgive him. But I'm talking about those who just want to maintain a certain standard of life. Who are we going to please? We will never be able to please everybody. So we rather please one Allah. And say quite frankly and openly, if there is a marriage in the family, there is a wedding of the daughter or son, and all the friends and everybody is saying that, no, you must invite us and make sure that it is at the city hall. Then you say it openly, I am in debts, I don't have the money. Therefore, I have got a ready-built crowd on a Jummah day or any other day in the masjid, and especially in this masjid, all nikahs are also free. So therefore, what will it cost? So don't worry about what people say. So even in this Qurbani time, I was supposed to speak on Qurbani, but Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, whatever he feels is the best for me and for you, comes into my mind. So for this Qurbani also, don't worry about showing people how many animals we bought and what prices we paid. Allah ta'ala looks at the taqwa that is in your heart, with what intention you are buying. And especially when Mozambique needs our monies. When Chechnya needs our funds, when Palestine needs our funds, when so much of educational institutes need our funds, when so much of other dini places require our funds, so at such a time, it will be far more rewarding if that person does just one wajib qurbani of his and then gives the other monies towards these type of causes which are the immediate needs of the time. Allah Ta'ala will be far more pleased, because if you give a person plenty of meat on Eid day, whereas he has got no money for light water, he hasn't got any money for clothes, or the person is starving, so what will be more pleasing to him at that time? That you give him one whole sheep. We must use our intelligence also. May Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala give me, give you, and the entire ummah of Nabiyya Paak Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam the tawfiq to understand deen as it should be understood, and make amal on his teachings so that we become the recipients of his rahmat, his mercy, in this world and in the akhirat. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.